Yeah, it does. Did I ever tell you what I want to happen when I'm dead?
Freeze your head like Walt Disney?
No,
Oh.
but similar. I want to be like, I want my whole body cryogenically frozen, and then I want to get pushed off of a tall building. So I just like shatter when I hit the ground. Lindsay,
Hi, Erica. How are you
how
doing?
are you? Rude. How are you doing?
No, I think I asked you first. So, how are you doing?
I started it
No,
first,
I think
but
I started it first.
I am doing. I'm here. I'm alive. We skipped recording yesterday because the vibes were off.
I understand.
How about you?
Yes, agree.
Cool. On the plus side, I completed my New Year's resolution.
Was your New Year's resolution?
I was gonna get my helix pierced, and I got it done on the second.
Yay! You knocked it out.
Yay!
You were on top of it. I'm impressed.
I was. My whole year is done now.
Good. As it should
I don't
be.
have anything to do now.
I wish that's how years worked. It's like you could set one goal and then you're done and you don't have to do anything else for the rest of the year.
That'd be so nice.
When Bernie Sanders is president, that's how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I'm kind of glad that we recorded the last episode before Christmas so that we didn't have to record it immediately after the insurrection. Super excited for next Wednesday. See what happens then.
They're like, I made the mistake of listening to NPR for like 3 minutes while I was driving home from Target. And
Oh
do
no.
you want to know what I learned in those 3 minutes?
Yes.
They're shutting down several metro stations in DC to like protect everything. And then there was a tagline of DC residents will have to get used to the new normal of a coup every day, I guess. And I also learned that coronavirus took a year off the average American's lifespan and took more than that off of people of color. They gave specific numbers, but I don't remember them. But so my day's been a day. I got cookies in the fridge, though, that I'm gonna bake tomorrow.
There you
So
go.
it's an up and a down, I guess.
Cookies in the fridge. Something to look forward to.
It's really hard to not just eat the dough because
You know
it's
what
really
else you
good.
have to look forward to, Lindsay?
What?
Oh, eating the dough is also good.
I
Just do
know.
that.
I might have one tonight. I haven't eaten any
Split it
real food today, but I
50-50.
probably should. What?
Split it 50-50. 50% dough, 50% cookie.
No, that would be too much dough. I would definitely get salmonella or just like a big food baby.
But it would be worth it.
But then I wouldn't get to eat the cookies.
Because you'd eat the dough.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Which is better to you?
No. Who? Nobody said that. I'm looking
I said,
for.
I'm asking which is better to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not accusing you of anything.
I should practice some working on delayed gratification. So I will chill the cookies.
Aw.
I'm gonna probably have one or like half of one.
One is an acceptable number.
Yeah, and then I will bake them tomorrow.
Nice. All right, but anyway, back to something else you can look forward to. You want to know what that is, Lindsay?
What?
Our cryptid for this week.
Yay! What are we learning about?
Well, let me tell you. This week, we're going to be talking about something that I like almost did a couple of months ago, but kind of like decided not to.
Okay.
It's one of those that I just keep coming back to. Basically, I like was not in the mood to find a cryptid on my own because I'm lazy. So I asked Jason to pick a continent so that I could like start there and find something cool.
Okay.
Do you know what continent that fucker chose?
Like Oceania or something?
Antarctica.
Ow. You asked the
Yep.
wrong person.
That's
You should have
fair.
seen that coming.
I probably should have, but basically, after I called him an asshole for making that suggestion, I looked it up and there actually is one Antarctic cryptid.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that cryptid, that fun little fellow for this week, is the Ningen, which roughly translates to human from Japanese. Yeah, this is a kind of recent cryptid, as the earliest reports of it showed up on 2chan, which is like a forum website, back in 2007. However, the creatures have apparently been spotted by whale research vessels since the 1990s.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Ningen are completely white in color and approximately 60 to 90 feet in length. And So at their biggest, at the 90 feet, that's only 10 feet shorter than a blue whale.
That's very large.
It's very large. They live in the waters surrounding Antarctica, but have also been seen in, like, the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And they kind of look like a cross between a whale and a human.
Okay.
So,
like a really, really, really big mermaid?
Kind of. Mm. So, like, obviously, like, in terms of size, they're whale-like. And they're also described as being, like, blubbery and having really smooth, pale, white skin. But the upper part of the Ninjin resembles the head, torso, and the arms or legs of a human. Though some sightings report that instead of, like, legs, they have a mermaid-like tail or even tentacles.
Ooh. A squid maid.
Yeah. But still other reports even say that, like, they have arms and at the end of the arms you can see, like, five fingers.
Interesting.
So it's mixed. It's a mixed bag. The Ninjin's only recognizable facial features are two eyes and a slit-like mouth.
Ew.
Yeah. It sounds kind of creepy, but there's a really funny, like, artist depiction that I'll show you later.
Okay.
I love it. It's all I can think about. So, some accounts describe the Ninjin as just, like, swimming in water, but there are some that say they can also walk on land. These creatures are also mainly spotted at night, potentially, like, if you think scientifically, because it would be safer for them to come to the surface for, like, air or food without being spotted.
Mm, that makes sense.
Yes. So the post, which thrust the Ninjin into the public eye, was reportedly written by someone on a Japanese whale research vessel, and the sighting occurred in, like, the 1990s. On that fateful night, the crew on deck spotted what they thought was a submarine off in the distance. However, as they approached, it quickly became clear that the object was not a submarine, but a living, breathing creature. They didn't know what it was. They just saw this giant, white, kind of human, kind of whale blobby thing that just, like, silently glided along the surface of the water before, like, disappearing below again. Shortly after this account was posted online, the story was picked up by Japan's Mu magazine. It's MU. Could be Mu. Could be Mu.
I don't know.
And with this magazine, with their article, also published a Google Earth photograph of a supposed Ninjin off the coast of Namibia. So this article led to a flood of, like, eyewitness testimonies, photographs, and even video footage of the Ninjin.
Oh.
But much of these are, like, known to be false.
Boo.
We're gonna come back to that, though. We're coming back to it.
All right, we better.
This is literally, like, the only thing they had for a sighting. So it's a short sighting. But there are a lot of explanations. So what exactly could the Ninjin be? Number one, a hoax.
Boo.
Boring. Overdone. No one cares. Like, yeah, some of the videos and the photos and the eyewitness accounts, they're fake. But there could be a reason for that, and we're going to discuss that last because I think it's my favorite.
Ooh.
Yeah. Number two, Ninjin is just something that has been misidentified. So, like I said before, they're usually seen at night. Ocean is full of big, mysterious creatures. So some of these sightings could be the result of, like, giant albino manta rays or skates. They could be a misidentified beluga whale, a bowhead whale. They could be misidentified, like, sharks, squids, or even icebergs.
Iceberg is trickier.
It's trickier, but it's also, like, it's not a giant iceberg. It's, like, maybe, like, a piece of one that broke off.
Yeah. But it's got a human face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless in that, like, those specific sightings, they didn't see the face or whatever.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, so whatever. Maybe the Ninjin is all these things, just, like, messed up sightings, fine, whatever. Third explanation, this one is a little weird. It could be an aquatic sloth, ape, or, like, an evolved semi-aquatic animal, so kind of, like, a version of, like, a leopard seal.
Okay.
But big.
Okay.
Or some people even think maybe it's an evolutionary relative of humans. So, like, humans adapted to live in the water instead of on land, aka a mermaid, but giant.
I wish that part was true.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice?
I love have you seen the meme on Twitter and probably also Tumblr where it's, like, the picture of that one animal coming out of the water and it's, like, you need to stop him. If you see this man, push him back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I like that.
It's very good.
Yes. And, like, the only reason I could see this maybe kind of being okay is because, like, the ocean is huge and scary.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know everything that's in there. I mean, way back when, people are like, yeah, okay, the Kraken isn't real. And then scientists are like, hey, we found a giant squid that battles things. And it lives in the depths of the ocean. It's like, yeah, fuck you, the Kraken's real.
Yeah, because, I mean, that happened with that and also with, like, Okapis, which are not...
Yeah.
It's... That's plausible. That seems plausible to me.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about the ocean. We don't know everything about it. Number four, it's a dinosaur.
Yes!
We're back to dinosaurs, baby!
Hell yes!
So some people speculate that the Ningen could be a further evolved version of the Cryolophosaurus from the early Jurassic period.
Cryo means ice, or cold.
You bet it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. So the remains of this dinosaur have been found in Antarctica, and it's actually the only carnivorous dinosaur that they found there. The only problem is that, as far as we know, this dinosaur lives on land. Thank you for the react.
You're welcome. Wow. I never noticed that until right now, and I didn't know what it did. So I wanted to let you know that I appreciate what you're doing, and I love you.
Oh, thanks. I'm touched. I love you, too. But also, I don't quite love this dinosaur because it's not known to be aquatic or even semi-aquatic.
Boo.
But there's another dinosaur it could be. It's the Coolosuchus or Coolosuchus. I don't know. K-O-O-L-A-S-U-C-H-U-S. Also, might technically not be a dinosaur because I don't know which eras are dinosaurs and which are not dinosaurs.
I didn't know that there was so much distinction between what is and is not a dinosaur. I thought it was like fish. Like, you know how the only thing that relates different kinds of fish is that they live in the ocean? Like, fish is not a useful descriptive term.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's how it was with dinosaurs, too. It's like, or like, if you're trying to differentiate from breeds, like, oh, they're all dogs. They're all dinosaurs. They're all fish. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but
me too.
There's a lot of differences, and I don't get it.
There is. I thought dinosaurs were just, like, all the shit that is extinct and was not a mammal.
I agree. That's what it should mean.
Yeah. Hey, science, we are redefining this. Us, the 100% true cryptid podcast.
At Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. Fix yourself.
Yeah, anyway, so this dinosaur, not dinosaur, is kind of inherently cursed because it lived in Australia, which at the time was below the Antarctic Circle. So definitely adapted to cold environments, if nothing else. It is believed to have lived in fast-moving streams, and from the artist's depictions, it actually kind of looks like it's shaped like the Ningen. So it has a flat, kind of arrow-like head, and then the body, obviously, and a tail, kind of like an axolotl tail.
Okay.
And they found, like, bones from its vertebrae, ribs, and also found some pectoral elements, which suggests to me that it could have had a vaguely human-like torso.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Pectoral Elements is a good band name, also.
All right, we're claiming it. Stamp. Explanation number five, Alien. Another classic.
Pew, pew, pew.
We like it. Maybe the Ningen isn't from Earth. Maybe it's just an alien. So one thing that one of the articles I was reading pointed out is that as humans, we are really biased to think of intelligent life forms as being on land, because that's where we live. But there's nothing that says an otherworldly visitor couldn't be more adapted to live in water.
This is true.
And this could also explain why there are no known sightings before the 1990s. Like, maybe the aliens just arrived in that time period, either on accident or on purpose. All right, number six, the Ningen is, and I don't know how I've never heard of these before, it is a USO, or Unidentified Submerged Object, and I'm mad I didn't know about these. Christopher fucking Columbus saw USOs, and he was like a dirtbag. But I didn't know it was a thing, Lindsay.
I didn't either. Why was there no Project Blue Book about this?
Yeah, it's a UFO for water.
Except there's so much more water that we can't see. Like,
I know.
Something's gotta be real down there.
Some of these, they like zip through the air and then just like shoot underwater. And people still see them today. It's not even like Christopher Columbus was just making up more lies.
There's like fish that do that though.
I think there is. Like flying fish?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't specify where. Maybe it could have been from, like, over land and then into the sea. I don't know.
This is true. Yeah. At the CIA, I know you're not doing a whole lot right now. Just kidding. But if you get a second, or if you have some interns you need to pawn some stuff off on, get on this.
Hey, government, you're definitely not busy with the inauguration of a new president coming up in less than a week.
And also, like, a fucking coup that happened last week.
So why don't you get on this? Tell us about some USOs.
Show me the Ningens.
Yeah. I want to know about them. I want to know more about them because these articles were short, and this episode might also be short, even though I put in a lot of stuff just to fill space. So people think that these USOs are either, like, alien in origin, or maybe made by an advanced underwater civilization we just haven't discovered yet.
All right. Yeah. I also, I like romantically the idea of an underwater civilization. I think it would be nice to live there.
Me too. It would be the year 3000.
You know,
not much has changed, but we live underwater.
Yeah, that'd be worth it.
Totally. Yeah. And the Jonas Brothers would be right, so what more do you want?
They're always right. Do not blaspheme.
They are. Anyway, explanation 7, they could be like a water demon, so maybe a type of yokai or other creature. Mm. No more on that. Number 8, my favorite. The Ninjin is a real creature, and the obviously like fake videos and photos are the result of a government cover-up.
Yes!
Yeah! So, some of the sources I read said that the crew of the first research vessel that like reported it in that original like 2-channel post, they were able to get some pretty good like photos and videos of the Ninjin, but those were then confiscated by the government when they returned. So, you remember how I said that after Moon Magazine picked up the story, pretty much everyone started posting all of this, like, fake stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So, the obviously faked photos and sightings may have been an attempt to discredit genuine encounters by making the entire thing seem like a hoax. Which, according to that one website, is also what the government did with the very real UFO sightings of the early 20th century.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, while this has never been proven, some people believe that the Japanese government still keeps detailed records of all Ninjin sightings to this day. Witnesses have even reportedly been threatened into silence by an organization similar to the Men in Black. So why might the government want to keep these sightings under wraps? Easy. They don't want to damage the reputation or credibility of their research vessels. Because remember, most of these sightings are happening when they're looking to do research on actual real-life whales. Mm. That are proven to exist.
Right.
So there's, well, on the other hand, there's no definitive proof of the Ninjin's existence, and even the real photos that people have could just be a misidentified whale or iceberg, and I'll actually show you those two, little, like, afterwards.
Okay.
So if the government's going to claim that a Ninjin is real, or, like, verify these sightings that people have had on their ships, they're going to need definitive proof, like a real Ninjin, either alive or dead. So to make sure that their research vessels and all the stuff they're doing on them stays credible, they suppress the accounts and photos of Ninjin. So it's a real creature from whatever origin, and it's a cover-up by the government because they're doing whale research.
It, you know what? I'm going to be honest. It seems a little contrived, but I still believe it. I'm still into it, and I still hope that the Ninjin are out there.
Same. I think that the idea of them covering it up for a reason that's not entirely malicious is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Kind of nice for them to cover it up for the sake of science, kind of.
I agree.
Yeah, but that's all I have for today. Ninjin, huzzah.
I love them. I hope that they're real, and I hope that they can teach me how to evolve into them, and I can just go into the ocean and never return.
That would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
We could do our podcast underwater.
That would be cool.
They record whale noises. They could record
this
Erica and Lindsay noises.
They have to have waterproof microphones.
Yeah. So, my sources for today were Ninjin from the Cryptids Wiki, the Ninjin Myth, Monster, or Make-Believe, posted on Mysterious Universe, Cryptid Profile, Ninjin, by Adam Benedict from the Pine Barrens Institute.
Nice.
And the Wikipedia pages for those dinosaurs that I'm not going to say the names of again.
I love the Pine Barrens Institute.
Me too. I totally didn't connect it with the Jersey Devil until I, like, re-listened to that one lore episode about it, and they said in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey. I was like, the Pine Barrens Institute!
I feel like I didn't get it until you told me that. Or maybe I, like, put it together, but it was just, I never, like, it never clicked.
Yeah, this is a recent discovery for me.
Yeah.
A recent, like, click.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, so if, for some reason, someone wants to contact us, Lindsay, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can... Sorry.
Don't do that. That's illegal.
No coughing. Do not cough your message to us. Instead, get on a Japanese whale studying ship. I don't know how you can secure a place on one of them, but do it. And then when you spot a Ninjin, jump into the water and let it take care of you. And then let it swim you up to wherever me and Erica are. And then you can jump out of the water and give us your message.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yes, that's the only way to do it.
It really is. The alternative after you found the Ninjin and, like, been on the Japanese research vessel and all of that is if the Ninjin doesn't like the warmer waters near Lindsay and I, totally understandable, take a selfie with it and send it to justmightexistpodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram @justmightexist.
Yeah, you can do both of those things.
both of those things, but only if a Ninjen is involved.
You need to post your selfie with the Ninjen onto Instagram and then tag the podcast.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I guess you could also send us your other cryptid, ghost, alien stories. Those are cool, too.
Yeah.
They're not as cool as a Ninjen, which could be all of those things, though. So on that note, Lindsay, final question. What is our cryptid of the week?
Cryptid of the week is several Bigfoots with swords. Give that man a sword, goddammit.